Well, Ella Guys, now, here's a Thai femon. Not a very attractive one. But anyway, she's still a femon. And their greed for money is above all else. And if you're worth more dead, then so be it. Apparently, she was in a relationship with an older man, a builder. And he went to Thailand quite a lot in his later years, and he built a villa in Hua Hin. Well, I've been to Hua Hin many times. Quite small, very nice. And as Thai standards go, that's quite a nice villa. And this older man stayed there with this Thai femon. But after some time, they kind of finished. But he left her the villa. Goddamn nice of him. But I guess sometime after, this old man died. I think he was about 75 years of age. And left in his estate about £400,000. And he left it to his two sons. Well, she got quite a nice villa there, and his two sons got the rest of it. Sounds very fair to me. But not to a femon. This femon has taken legal action because she wants half of his estate. She wants £200,000. Even though they weren't even together when he died. Now this goes to show you that even being a Thai femon, a femon's nature is generally the same. And it does kind of prove that the only thing important to a femon is them and money. And whatever you've shared together meant absolutely nothing. Of course, his sons are fighting it, of course. And if there is real justice, she shouldn't get any money at all. She's already got the villa. But we see men divorce raped every day. And the laws need to change. When I know Thais in Thailand that would give their right arm and leg for a villa in Hua Hin like that. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. This femon is as ugly inside as she is out. But they all seem to be like that now, guys, so watch your back. Never, ever trust a femon. Take it easy, fellas.